Svar Halacha in Chagos Alvados, Sunday night, or Chag Zayin Shvat. So, I think from now till Purim, we'll try to go over of the very, very complicated sugya of Ben Krach Shehalach Le'ir, Ben Ir Shehalach Le'krach, which day is Purim. The Bar Halacha, Mishnah Berurah says, he can't krich a race on this sugya. Like he can't. He said it's like it's impossible to come up with clarity about the halacha psuka, which is a very unusual thing for the Mishnah Berurah to say. But not just unusual, unprecedented, and whatever the word is for not afterwards either. Achra liyachim. So we'll start with some basics, and we'll take it. If you're not here every night, so you won't follow the flow anyway. So, the first, Purim is different than other Yomim Tovim, besides what we do on Purim. It's different in two fundamental ways. Very big chiddush each one. One is that it's the only Yomtiv that we, Kali Yisrael, celebrates on two different days. L'maisa, today, it's only Yerushalayim, that's Vaday. That's Vaday Tezvav, and even Yerushalayim, so there are those that read Yudalad with the Bracha. You can get, not in the old city, but like in a Chaim Yeshiva, they always land by Agrippas there, by the Mishnah Neshuk. There's always, it says on the calendar, that there's a minion that lands on Yudalad with a Bracha, which is pretty brave. And then there's always Machlekes about Ramot, and about Ramat Shlomo, but everybody wants to feel part of Yerushalayim. It's almost a badge of honor that you read on Tezvav, because it means you're part of Yerushalayim. But Al Kaponim, there's two Zmanim for Purim, which is again unprecedented. We don't have another Yomtiv that's like that. The Rishonim in Maseches Megillah discuss that. The Ran, the Ramban, like Ma Pitom, like what's going on here? Why do you have such a thing? They give historical answers, Lomdisha answers, Pshat and the Megillah answers. That's one thing. Another one is that usually what's Kaveh is where you usually live. We know a person from Chutz La'aretz comes to Eretz Yisrael, 2 days Yomtiv, vice versa. And it depends where you live. If you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz or a Ben Eretz Yisrael, it depends where you live the whole year. Or where you're planning on living, even if you just move on Erev Yomtiv, but you're planning on living in the new place. You get all the dinam of a new place. On Purim, what's Keveya is one day, the day of Purim. Okay, now what's the day of Purim? So first you saw it is that it's the morning, Alos HaShachar, not the night, Alos HaShachar. It's very, very complicated. I'm going to start today with step one, but then there's step two, with what his intention was, and then there's step three, what happened to his intention. It's like everything is like circles within circles within circles within circles within circles. And every way, every circle is another machlokes. But we'll start today with the basic machlokes. The basic halacha is that it's holy in the morning. The basic halacha is that pruz ben yomo kori pruz, mukuf ben yomo kori mukuf. Unlike the other areas in Torah where fourth parak in Psachim and other places, you are where you live. Where you usually live. It's not totally on that day where you happen to be. Purim is totally on that day where you happen to be. So that's the second chilek. One is that there's 2 days to the Yom Tov, and each segment of the population celebrates a different day. And two, you're a ben wherever you are on the day of Purim, and it's not totally in the whole year round. Now, what is the day of Purim? So there, and it's totally in the morning. Alos HaShachar. Now we'll start with the first shlav, and that's all we'll get to today. The first shlav is what's called where you are the day of Purim. What's the day of Purim? According to Rashi, which most Rishonim hold, so you're going to keep Purim the day that you're there that morning of the day you're keeping. Meaning, if you're in Bnei Brak, so it's where you are on Tchilas Yudalid. And if you're in Yerushalayim, it's where you are the day of Tezvav. where you, the day that's going to, again, it's wheels within wheels within wheels. We're only starting the first step of many shlavim. But the first shlav is what's called the day, what's called Ben Yomo. Ben Yomo, you're a pruz Ben Yomo if you're in a pruz on the day of Purim. You're a mukaf Ben Yomo if you're in a ir mukaf choma on the day of Purim. So what's called the day of Purim? So according to Rashi, the day of Purim is the day of the place where you're in. If you're in Yerushalayim, it would be on the Aloso Shachar of Tezvod. And if you're in Bnei Brak, we'll call it Bnei Brak because you can talk to Ari Yankin. He's very busy with Beis Shemesh. Talk to Ari Yankin. And if you're in, so I'll talk about Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, two Haredi strongholds, even though Beit Shemesh is coming up in the ranks. So, according to Rashi, if you're in Bnei Brak, the morning of Yudalid, if you're in Yerushalayim, the morning of Tezvav. According to the Rosh, the Kaveh is always where you are, the morning of Yudalid. That's called Purim. So if you're in Yerushalayim, on the morning of Yudalid, according to the Rosh, so even though afterwards, on Yudalid, again, there's not a halacha now, because there's a lot of qualifications, and qualifications within the qualifications, and each qualification has a machlokes. But we're starting the journey. So if you're in according to the Rosh, it means if you're in Yerushalayim on Tchilas Yudalid, so even if you go to Bnei Brak, you're called a Mukaf Ben Yomo. Because you're in Yerushalayim, it's totally the Kvi Hashem of Mukaf Ben Yomo. And Pruz Ben Yomo is totally in the morning of Yudalid. According to Rashi, it's totally in the morning of the day that's, of the morning of the Purim, which is celebrated in the place that you're in. Because to be a Mukaf Ben Yomo, you would have to be in Yerushalayim, according to Rashi, the morning of Tezvav. And according to the Rosh, it's totally in being in Yerushalayim on the morning of Yudalid. Because everybody's totally in Yudalid. According to Rashi, if you're in Bnei Brak, the morning of Yudalid, Yerushalayim, the morning of Tezvav. Okay, that's step one, a baby step in this journey to keeping 2 days Purim, which is everyone's goal in life, is to keep 2 days Purim. Okay, which is also a Shaila. There are places from that hold that ain't the bar because that's 2 days Purim. The whole thing is like, if you kept 1 day, finished till next year. It's over. No such thing as 2 days Purim. But you can't convince the people of that. Yeah. And can you miss Purim? There's to one child, can you have 2 days Purim? Like you can miss Shabbos, you know, if you travel fast enough, you can keep missing Shabbos. But so here, yeah, you can miss Purim. Can you miss Purim? And it was as Yerushalmi that if in such a case you would keep your Dalit Kamo Rov Olam. But we'll get to that. I'm telling you, this is the first baby step. It's the Machlokes Rashi Rosh, what's Kaveya Pruz Ben Yomo or Mukaf Ben Yomo? Each place where you are or just your Dalit? Okay. Well, Lenichad is Alvodus, Shar Yichud Amaisa, Perakei, and he's talking about the struggle a person has, and he calls it the Yetzer Hara, tells him to be tzonua, not to let everyone know what a from person he is and how long he davened Shmona Esrei. So he should act carelessly in mitzvahs, and that's how the Yetzer Hara tries. He shouldn't be so frum, and because then he'll become a balgaiva, and he'll want covet from people, which are all true. This is the cleverness of the Yetzer Hara, but he gets in. He tries to trap him into, therefore, being mezalzel or being meikil, not mezalzel necessarily, but meikil in doing mitzvahs. You know, it says, don't have kavan in Shmona Esrei because people are going to see and they're going to. So the Chavizol says a very big yisod. So what do you do? How does a person deal with that? Let's throw away the fact that he hates a horror for a second. How do you take a deal with these conflicting values? So he says, and we'll repeat it, we learned it last time really, Achmasharoy lahastiru mimasai, he's talking to the Yetzer Hara, when I should keep tzanua, because in the Sefer Chalazodos he keeps pounding away at the maila of doing things bitznius, and no one should know about it, and how that shows that you're truly sincere. if you do things that no one knows about. And that's the test of sincerity. So he says, but you got to tell the HR like this. When is that a worthy thing to do? Is if I can do it mayachuz privately. I could do it bishleimus, and nobody knows about it. But you're going to tell me to miss minyan, for example, because people shouldn't see that I daven, you know, with kavana. Ulitzavos betov, what to teach Torah to people. You don't want to show off that you can teach Torah to people. Ulahazer min hara, to give people tochacha when it's called for. Ulamol hachachmos, or to learn. Chachmos, Chayyar refers to Torah. Vasos chesed, which by its nature, people are going to know about it. You can't do it bitznias, or you can't do it properly bitznias. So, Ein zemen hazrizus, it's not proper, it's not a good thing, it's not, you're not being a zoriz, lahaniach also to leave off the shlemus of doing the mitzvah, lo'ozol bavur ila sachonef, because you're afraid that people will give you honor for it, and they'll look up, they'll think highly of you, and you'll become a balgaiva, but at the expense of doing the mitzvah in a lesser form, so the chadil ho'ozol kedai. Ach, what I have to do is an ichayv lasos l'shem shemayim. I have to do it and try my best to do it sincerely l'shem shemayim. V'im yishabchuni b'nei adam olav. In other words, the tznius that he pushes throughout the whole sefer is only if you know you can do it b'shleimus, the tznius. But if it'll be less than shalim. Let's put it that way. So then, do it and do it l'shem shemayim. V'im yishabchuni b'nei adam olav. And if I get praise from people, or yichabduni bavuro, or kavel from people. Lo yazik b'schari mu'uma, it won't be a flaw in my schar. It won't take away from my schar. Because that wasn't my intention. I intended to do the ma'isa b'shleimus. I tried to do l'shem shemayim. So that's what he says. But l'ma'isa, you have to work hard. The Gedolim, there are many stories about the Gedolim worked very hard. Simon just now has like a whole bunch of stories about him. You have to work hard not to be affected by the praise. In other words, Chavit HaLov is saying, you're not going to have your schar is not going to be lessened because of the covet you got or the praise people are praising you, because it wasn't your intention. It's a byproduct. You didn't intend it should happen. And why didn't you do it b'tznius? Because it wouldn't have been done b'shleimus b'tznius. So you did it this way. But the Meister, having said that, there are many stories of Gedolim that they worked very hard not to be, it's an avoda, not to be affected by the praise or the kavod. He's just saying the kavod and the praise you get doesn't take away from your schar. But having said that, you do have to work, a person does have to work on being unaffected by it. As the Chavis HaLovah says many times, well, not many times, but a few times throughout the Sefer, he says a person has to reach the Madrega, a very, very, very high Madrega, where if people make fun of you or praise you, it's all water off a duck's back. It doesn't make a difference to you. That's the bag you should try to reach. Okay.